Hi, my name is Elizabeth Crabtree. I am a painter, photographer, videographer, and sculptor based in St. Louis, Missouri. Some of my work has been featured at local galleries, including installation and performance art pieces. Basically, if I can add color to a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space and it speaks volumes to the subject matter at hand, I will. Well, I guess I've always been creative, even in childhood. I've got a pretty eclectic background when it comes to my work history. I have been a lifeguard, a florist, and a marketing researcher. I also have degrees in theater and psychology. But I guess the one thing that drives me is just learning about people, what makes them tick, and trying to make people think about themselves. So when I finally decided to commit to being an artist and change my entire life around that path, I had this idea for a show, and it burned in my head for well over a year. And I wanted a show all about women and the roles that they have in life. I find that a lot of women, when I talk to them, they are constantly trying to balance out who they see themselves or how they see themselves and the roles that they have in life. I'm sure that's true for men, but I can only speak from my own perspective. So now I'm collecting all these interviews and the experiences that women are sharing, and I just can't wait to see where this project is at in 10 years. You're going to hear interviews from women from all walks of life that turn into these intimate and intense conversations about what it is to be a woman.
So, really high-level questions to start with, and then I'll ask them a couple deeper ones. So our first one that we're going to start with is just tell us about you. What takes up most of your time?
Okay. What takes up most of my time is my business and my daughter. I started my own business about 2 years ago. Last year was actually the first year started around August, and I'm a personal trainer, which I kind of did it kind of sort of for a few years, just friends, family, someone just passed by, can you train me? And then it became, do I really want to do this full time? But I started doing it full time last year and I love it. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. So I take care of my daughter, she's six, and it's just me, her, and the world.
What are your like roles in life?
Well, I've been in the military, so military vet, I'm a personal trainer. I can say I'm a professional bodybuilder, single mother, business owner, volunteer. Volunteer for the Red Cross, also volunteer for Home Sweet Home, which is in St. Louis. It's a furniture bank. Friend, sister, mother. That's about it.
Okay, great. And are there like any other roles in your life that aren't defined necessarily by like a friend? But, like, I feel like you are a motivator.
Yes, I like to motivate people. Push them where they don't think they can be pushed, especially with personal training. Also with my volunteer work, I do motivate a lot of people to change their lifestyle, change their eating habits, change the way they think, not so much down on themselves and say, oh, why me? Because a lot of us have it much worse, or others have it much worse than we do. So I try to motivate people to kind of think outside the box, think a little bit differently, because if you think negatively, it kind of brings that negative energy towards you. So,
and which role do you think is best defines you as a person? If you had to say one role.
Best defines me. That's hard. I'm talking about myself. I have no clue. I guess a mother. Because that's me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless if my daughter's with me or not. So I guess that's it.
In terms of, you know, being a woman, how do you think that has defined your roles in life?
Well, woman is quite different from a man. With us, we have to be stronger. We're like the matriarchs of the family. We're the ones that dad, yeah, they go out, they go to work, but mom is the one that take care of the boo-boos and take care of the late nights and up late and early in the morning, going to school, school functions and after school practices and things like that. A role as a woman, we bring life into the world. Mother nature, a mother as a parent, we're nurturers. As far as a woman, we look at things differently. We have more compassion. That compassion comes in different types, you know, not necessarily for a child, but for someone like the elderly or a pet or even a flower, talking to flowers and trees and like helping them grow. So, I mean, her role as a woman is totally different. It's amazing.
And so you talked about a woman in terms of like being a mother. You also talked about a motivator and a leader as your other roles. So how does that relate to you being a woman?
Well, being a leader, is, I kind of look at it twofold. Some people can manage and some people can be leaders. Management are more like men. They can be dictators and very stern, but women can be stern as well. As far as getting things done, it's like, okay, I understand you're late today, but this is what I need you to do. So a woman can be a little bit compassionate when it comes to the workplace or getting things done. We think outside the box. We are multitaskers. Women multitask easier than guys. So going into a leadership role, I can focus on this task, make sure it gets done, but I'm also there to be compassionate to the employees or staff or volunteers that are coming to help do that. And when you say help, it's not a one person thing, it's a group of people. So women look at, or I look at it as in, okay, this is us, this is our team. This is what we're gonna get done, so let's do it. And we're in this together, so let's try to make this work because we have a deadline or we have to get this done by this day, this time, so yeah.
And then if you had to define womanhood, what does that mean?
Wow. Should I have studied for this? womanhood.
Yeah, take a moment to think about it.
We're powerful. We have the power in our touch, smell, scent, taste. We have so much power that we rule. It's the universe. I mean, think of the galaxy. It's like all the gods and goddesses. All of that couldn't have happened without Mother Nature. So, womanhood. Oh, God. It's just, the world couldn't exist without us. I mean, we bring in life. We conquer, even when people say, oh, women can't do that. We can live as much as a guy can. We can go to war. We can be a leader, president. We just waiting on that one. it's hard to describe womanhood because it's just so much that we are talented in. Men can do a lot, but we can do everything a man could do. It's just hard to describe. We've done so much over the course of centuries. Women's rights, voting. We can work at home. We can work abroad. I mean, it's hard to describe because we're everything. It's everything that is in the world had something to do with the woman. If we didn't create it, we supported it. We pushed the guy to go on and start that company or help that patent because we were the test dummies to it. I mean, just everything has something to do with the woman. So, yes, that's womanhood. Everything.
And then has there ever been a time in your life where you, being a woman, has defined a role that's been by somebody else or an outside force?
In a negative or positive way?
That's for you to, like, if it comes to your mind, then it's something that, you know.
Okay. So, for instance, I'm a bodybuilder. And most people look at bodybuilders as being men. And when you look at a man and they're doing their thing on a stage, and you're thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ronnie Coleman, and you're like, okay, a woman does that? And then I get that criticism, like, why do you want to look like a man? And I'm like, I don't look like a man. I'm just muscular. Are you trying to look like a man? And I'm like, no, I'm a woman. I'm very much a woman. I still have woman parts. I just like to look fit. Well, why would you want to do that? So I get defined in a way that is uncomfortable at times because it's like, why I can't do that? Why can't I look good and feel like I'm the most beautiful person in the world? Physique-wise, you look at me and you see a chiseled body. You think of a sculpture. So why can't I sculpt my body and make it look this particular way without being judged as if I want to change my gender? I don't want to change the gender that I'm in. I just want to show what a woman can look like outside and within. So,
I think I skipped over ideal. So, yes, okay. So, as far as like who you are, what goals do you have, or what do you want to do to become like an ideal self?
My ideal self, well, I'm constantly working on myself, and that is an everyday process. My ideal self, I just want to help as many people as possible. My thought process with this is to have healthy living for everyone. So I want to start a nonprofit that helps with health and wellness and nutrition. Yes, it's going to be a big feat, but, you know, whatever we put our minds to, it, we can do it. But because healthcare is so expensive, I think starting when people are young, starting with poor communities, we can change how we look at food, how we look at health, how we look at exercise, because many people that I grew up being around, they don't know what a gym looks like. They don't know what food, healthy food is. It's like buying it out of Walmart, going to McDonald's. My ideal self would be to help bring more attention to poor communities, younger people, and change how they look at food and education and health and wellness.
And then anything outside of like an action or an activity that you
myself.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm reading a book called Conversations with God, and I'm trying to listen to myself. Those small, quiet moments where it's like, don't do that, or go back and get your jacket, or it's going to be pretty cold today. Let me change the route, or don't go that way. Let's go another way. So ideally, I would want to pay more attention to myself, pay more attention to my inner thoughts and my inner being, be more in tune with nature, be more in tune with myself spiritually, not necessarily religion, but spiritual self, spiritual well-being. Just being more connected to the universe. Part of that with the conversations and things like that, with trying to get my thoughts together. With that being said, I think going back to positive and negative energy, I think that will take us further than really a religion-based, faith-based type thing. Just listen and be good to others and yourself. And so that's where I want to go. I want to be more in tune with everything that's around me.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you sharing all that.
it got emotional for a second. I'm like, how can I do this?
Completely all right. You're, you know, we're complex people. Right?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. I just want to say a special thank you to all the women who volunteered their time to make this project possible. This was produced by Dale Bruning. Special thank you to Tyler Hawthorne for all of his time spent on the interviews. This was produced at the Jeffco Art Coalition and the Nest of Cryptic Queen Photography. If you want to check out more of my work, visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Sanguine Tree. That's S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E Tree. Also, if you want to check out some artistic events that I host and get involved in creating your own artwork, check us out at 30proofpainting.com or at Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest at 30proofpainting. Love my crabby apples. Until next time.